The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Taz, and this is my podcast. We are in for a treat today. We are about to talk to two amazing and dynamic women who I have had the pleasure to meet a few times, who started a company called Saqqara Life, which is a healthy living company that really helps clients achieve and maintain their optimum level of health and well-being. Welcome, both Whitney and Danielle.
Hi, Dr.
Welcome,
Taz.
Guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for joining the show, and we really want to take a few minutes to understand both your stories and what you are doing today, and so I'm really excited to have you both on the show and to let everyone, including my listeners, learn more about Saqqara Life and just learn more. You know, I'm all about, you know, female empowerment and setting up examples of women that have just really done amazing things, and you guys definitely qualify in that category. So let's start with maybe Danielle. Danielle, tell me a little bit about Saqqara Life. What exactly is the mission behind it? What inspired you guys to create it? And what's kind of happening with the company now?
We could take up the whole podcast just answering.
I know. That's probably too many, but give us your best version of it. How's that?
So Saqqara Life is a wellness company, and we focus on delivering a plant-based nutrition program. So we deliver to all 48 states. It's all organic, plant-based, gluten-free, and it's all fresh and ready to eat. So there's no chopping or prepping or cooking. We designed the program to not only help you see and feel immediate results, but also to make it incredibly easy. You know, when Whitney and I were starting this out, we went through our own journeys, which we'll tell you about, but one of them was just sheer convenience, you know, not knowing what to eat, and then even if we knew what to eat, like finding it somewhere. So we wanted to make it as easy as possible for our clients to be able to live this lifestyle. So you can order our program to your doorstep. You can choose how many days per week you want, and depending on your zip code, you can also choose how many meals per day you want.
And I know for many of my listeners, even for my patients, just navigating the world of food is overwhelming. Trying to get back in the kitchen is overwhelming. So it's wonderful to have a resource where, you know, someone can turn to and know that everything's sort of done for them, and they don't need to really go through that thinking process quite as much. Now, to have such a great business, you know, what led you guys down that road? And I'd like to hear both your stories, honestly. You know, food is medicine for me, and it really led me towards, you know, what I do today. But how did you guys kind of get hooked into creating, you know, this organic meal delivery company that's serving so many clients and really helping them with making food convenient and making it realistic for them?
Well, just like you, it actually did start out as a solution to our own needs. And Danielle and I grew up together in Sedona, Arizona. I don't know if you've been there, but it's this small,
beautiful,
kind of hippie, spiritual town. Yeah, it's really beautiful and very peaceful and very much on the forefront of the mind-body-food connection and using food as medicine, as a tool for your own healing. And then we moved to New York, each for different reasons. I moved to New York to work on Wall Street, and that's a very different lifestyle than Sedona. And,
definitely.
You know, fell into
I can
that
imagine.
80-hour, yeah, fell into that 80-hour work week, going out after work, drinking, networking, you know, happy hour cocktails and eating fried calamari. And next thing I knew, I was 15 pounds heavier with cystic acne all over my face. And I had tried everything out there to try to cure this acne. I must have spent tens of thousands of dollars really searching for the solution. When I say that I have tried everything, I tried everything. I did lights and lasers and creams and pills and antibiotics. I did all of the infomercial face washes and things that you see on TV that claim to work. And
I'm right there with you, Whitney. I know. We've talked about this before. That's really, you know, I had that same experience exactly with, you know, acne was one of my issues, but a lot of other hormonal issues, but spending God knows how much money, you know, thousands of dollars that I honestly didn't have at that phase in my life. And I know, you know, you can so relate to that and not getting an answer, absolutely just not getting an answer.
And I would go around to all of the dermatologists in New York City thinking, somebody here, New York has the smartest people in the world. Mm-hmm. Somebody here must have the answer for me. And they all had the same answer, actually, and that was that I needed to do Accutane again when it didn't work for me the first time. And something inside of me was saying, don't do it. It's not the answer. Go inside. Find the root cause that is creating these symptoms. Treat that, and your skin will clear up and it will all go away. And so that, you know, made me turn back to my roots of Sedona and the understanding of food as medicine. And so I thought I needed to detox. And it was just a little bit of perfect timing with Danielle at the time.
I was a detox queen.
Yes, you were. Yeah, so...
Well, Danielle...
What's that?
I was going to say, did you have a similar experience as Whitney, or what happened with you?
So my journey was, you know, much more around body image issues. I think a lot of women face, you know, I'd been dealing with body image issues since I was a young girl, like even in high school and junior high. And, you know, I think that, you know, what diets teach you is that food is the enemy, that you have to count calories and points and carbs and pounds. And, you know, I was always so worried about my physical self that I was never really worried about my health, my internal self, my mental health. And I think that diets sort of perpetuate that even more. They make you focus on these metrics that have nothing to do with your wellness or your health. And I had moved to New York City to study medicine, so I was in pre-med at the time. I got my degree in biochem. I was interning up at St. Luke's and just sort of witnessing, you know, while dealing with my own problems, also witnessing sort of what Western medicine was about, which I think is so important, and I'm a science nerd to the nth degree, but, you know, I also realized that, like, I had some healing to do around food and that I wanted to be a part of that and not necessarily, you know, go to med school where, you know, you don't learn a ton about nutrition. So I looked at my options. I decided to go to nutrition school. And then at the same time, you know, dealing with my own body image issues, trying every single diet under the sun. Like, if you name one, I've done it for sure. And just, like, every single yo-yo diet led me to a more extreme diet. Until finally, I was on a water fast. I was doing a 21-day retreat. And it almost killed me. It was my aha moment. It was the moment where I said, wow, food is clearly the enemy for me. And what I didn't realize at the time was that, you know, when food is the enemy and you're not really thinking about food as nourishment, it changes the way your body looks. It changes the way you think. It changes the way your brain works. And I didn't realize that at the time. So it just kept getting worse until it put me in the hospital. And that was when I said, okay, I'm going to nutrition school. I need to renegotiate this relationship to myself, to my food. I want to get back to food as nourishment and not a problem. It's something that you have to do to survive. And I think if you have an issue with food, it can be really toxic because it's just all-consuming. You have to think about it all day.
I cannot agree more. And I think what continues to bother me is that even though we've made so much progress in the nutrition world, so many women that I interview and so many patients that I talk to still have sort of this kind of dysfunctional relationship with food. And I almost find sometimes that the more noise we have kind of in the wellness space, the more confusing it gets. And it's in some way making this even harder to navigate, you know, and it really concerns me, you know, for a lot of the people that I see, and even doing this show, you know, so many of us that have jumped into the wellness space have a little bit of that history in our background. And to Danielle's point, the science is saying exactly, for all of you listening, the science is saying exactly what she's saying. When food becomes toxic and dysfunctional to us, that is when we typically eat more, have more inflammation, gain weight faster, rebound all the time, have more anxiety and depression. So the science is, at least now today, there to back up everything that she's saying. You know, both of you have such an interesting and personal way of getting into this space. What has been you know, some of your biggest personal health challenges? You know, have you been able to maintain that good relationship with food and nutrition and treating food as medicine?
Yeah.
Or do you fall off, you know, do you kind of fall off course every now and then, like we may all do coming up shortly with the holidays?
No, that's a great question. You know, for me, the biggest transformation was getting to a place where food was nourishment. And I stopped counting calories and I started counting nutrients. And that shift made it so that when I look at my plate, I have to worry about, you know, am I eating enough, not am I eating too much? Because when food is nourishment, you have to think, you know, am I getting, you know, all the nourishment that I need versus calories that sort of restrict you and tell you that, you know, everything on your plate is just this caloric metric that will either make you skinny or make you gain weight.
Or fat, right?
And
I'm
going
to have to, I would have to stop you because I think what you just said is so critical and I want everyone to hear it. Count nutrients, don't count calories. When you're counting nutrients, you're thinking, it's almost like you do a mind shift. You're thinking about how you nourish yourself rather than being more punitive, I guess, and counting calories and sort of saying you've been good or bad. And that is, if we don't get anything else out of this podcast today, I think that's such a valuable pearl for everybody listening. And I certainly didn't want to interrupt you, Danielle. Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
I appreciate that because it's the thing that, you know, really changed my life and changed how I relate to my food and how I relate to my body. And, you know, the whole point is actually so that you don't ever really have to count anything, right? It's to get to this place where you have this really natural relationship with, you know, your food and your body, and you get to just listen to it. You know, your brain isn't hijacked from, you know, the bag of chips or Cheetos or Diet Coke and killing your microbiome. And you really just get to this place where, you know what, I base my diet off of plants. I base my diet off of high-quality, nutrient-rich produce. And then every once in a while, if I want to go to the holiday party and have a martini and a chocolate chip cookie, it's not really about guilt or falling off the wagon. Like, there's no wagon to fall off of. It's just that tomorrow I'll get back to my home base, which is plants. And having that really sort of natural conversation and back and forth with yourself is I think how it's supposed to feel. And I always say, you know, I'm still so surprised, like even our clients today, like it still surprises me how everyone is okay just sort of feeling okay. And I think one of the reasons we only feel okay is because we do have this really toxic relationship to food. And instead of, you know, trying to put a metric to it like calories, if we can just build a body we get to listen to, I think that's the end goal.
I love that. And for either of you, feel free to answer this one. You know, a lot of what I have noticed, myself maybe included, is a lot of times we just get lost. We get lost in our head and we're not connected to our bodies. We don't have that body awareness necessarily. So we don't really know when we're getting into trouble and we don't really know when we're out of balance. Maybe for each of you, what are your top signs that you're out of balance? And what do you do? What's the one thing you'll do when you start to recognize that you're maybe headed the wrong way?
Well, I don't know how much information we're allowed to share. But,
as much as you feel comfortable with.
Medical podcast, right? So we can.
Yes, medical podcast.
I'd say that for me, when I'm falling out of balance, I can tell if I'm regular or not. If I'm constipated, then I know that something is up in my body. That's a quick sign to say, you know, maybe I'm not eating enough hydrating greens. Maybe I'm not getting enough probiotics. And maybe I'm high stress and it's affecting my digestion system. So that would be the first thing that I would look for.
Yeah, so really, you know, paying attention to the gut is probably a great universal, you know, something we can universally recommend.
And the constipation can actually lead to other symptoms. It might give me some sort of yeast infection or bacterial infection. It can make me exhausted. Yeah, my skin will start to break out again. It's just, you know, one thing that's easy to watch for on a daily basis so that I can stop it before it starts to cause the rest of those symptoms.
Yeah, and I would say for me, you know, Whitney and I actually joke, it's like when you get to this place where, you know, you're really eating well, and you know how good you can feel. The downside is that like you're sort of a little bit more sensitive to things that sort of throw you off of feeling like your best self.
Definitely.
So, you know, an extra glass of wine or whatever it is, like it's a very subtle feeling. But after eating this way for so long, we're just really in tune with what it feels like to feel really good. So the smallest sort of like wavering from that place is like a quick sign that, you know, I should get back or not, or I can decide to like sway a little bit. But at least, you know, for me, the most important thing was that I didn't have to diet anymore, that I knew where home base was. I knew what I had to
get back there.
I knew what I had to do to get to feeling like my best self again. And that was really important.
So for our listeners, again, maybe pulling from these amazing women, you know, really knowing where home base is, that might be something to understand about yourself. And feeling okay is not good enough. You really want to feel great, because that's when you can accomplish amazing things. When you do reach that out of balance state, what maybe is something that you'll do right away? Is there a favorite detox that you have, or a favorite supplement that you'll take?
Yeah.
Or
so we go straight back to, you know, plant-based meals. And one thing that we do is we make sure we get a ton of leafy greens. That's one thing, you know, Whitney always says she didn't have a skin problem, she had a gut problem. And that eating enough of those leafy greens was one of the things that really changed her skin and her gut. So that, and then definitely taking a probiotic really helped sort of me get back to that feeling like I reset.
Right, and it's not easy to eat this way all the time, and that's why we created the Sakara Life program, was because we are busy. Now, you know, I was working on Wall Street, now we're running a business and thinking about recipes and going grocery shopping and cooking and cleaning up dishes. It's really exhausting. And so we just wanted to make it really easy to help you change your lifestyle, to get fresh, organic produce, all these leafy greens into your diet in a way that is convenient and that tastes good. And so it's so nice when we're traveling or get stressed out and we're at these holiday parties and out and about in the city, that we can come back and eat the Sakara Life meals and get back to feeling good again. And then we also have a probiotic that we offer on our website that is a combination of probiotics, prebiotics, and digestive enzymes. So it's really a strong combination in order to help you heal your gut. It's especially good when you're having maybe an extra holiday cocktail or
the traveling.
Or traveling, yeah.
Definitely something.
So those are some of our secrets for sure.
Yeah. So lots of leafy greens and using a good strong probiotic and digestive enzymes. Those are things that even I personally will put into place. You know, for any of our listeners that are listening to the two of you and, you know, maybe a little bit intrigued by a plant-based diet, what is your advice? You know, maybe they're not ready to jump onto Sakara Life right away. They're not sure if a plant-based diet is for them. Maybe a little bit of advice for them and what some of the challenges may be, you know, as they make that switch, and how you guys help them to overcome them.
Yeah, so first I'd say I'd want to define what we mean by a plant-based diet. So when we say plant-based, we literally mean we're basing our diet off of plants. You know, that doesn't mean that we're vegan or vegetarian, or even gluten-free for that matter. It means that Sakara is, and that's our home base. That's where we come back to. That's, you know, what we eat to feel our best. But that the whole point is that, you know, you build that body you get to listen to. And it depends on where you are in the spectrum. If you're looking for sort of this total body reset, to really stick to, you know, 100% plant-based for, you know, at least 2 weeks. And I think one of the hardest things about that is, you know, even if we could assume that the grocery shopping and prepping was easy enough, which we know it's not, it's getting variety. You know, we have a lot of clients that come to us and they're like, yeah, you know, I think I eat pretty healthfully, but I'm just not feeling that good. And we're like, you know, what do you eat? And they basically eat the same thing every day. It's like
avocado toast
or like a quinoa and kale bowl. And it's like, you know, like part of the thing, you know, and thinking back to like our nomadic ancestry, you know, it was easier for us to get this variety of plants. And now you just go to the grocery store and you can just go to the same aisles over and over again. So you have to make sure that you're getting that variety, because within the variety of plants comes that variety of nutrients and phytonutrients and amino acids that are really important to helping you feel like your best self.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And the work with the microbiome and gut bacteria, what we know today is that a lot of the reasons that we don't have a good microbiome is because we don't vary and diversify our foods, which also each have a bacterial profile.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about
exactly.
food. Yeah, I mean, so we've got to have that variety. So, I mean, and then, you know, we're busy. We're all busy. And even with all the knowledge that we have, sometimes it's hard to think about how many times in a given week you've eaten the same food. We all fall into that trap.
So hard.
Beyond, I know.
It's hard to even think about what to eat for dinner.
I know that. So beyond food, though, the same concept of, you know, clean living, plant-based living, really being in touch with your body, counting nutrients, not counting calories. Does it apply to other areas of life? You know, products or bedding or makeup or anything else? Anything that you guys personally do?
Man, you are right in line with the Sakara mission. You know, once we started down this path, we were like, you know, there's so many things that need to be Sakarified.
I'm love on a that. Natural Sakarified.
Sakarified, yeah. You know, because Whitney and I always joke that if we hadn't started Sakara, like, we just, like, don't know what we'd eat. And Whitney would probably just, like,
she'd eat anything.
Yeah, she's not quite as picky as I am. And where I'm like, if I don't know, you know, where it's coming from or if it's high quality, I just choose not to eat.
Not to eat it.
And so that's sort of, like, how I think about, you know, other products, too, is, like, you have to have so much trust these days in, you know, the company that you're buying from and the manufacturers to do mm-hmm. so much due diligence. You know, they're really not, for the most part, there's only a few companies out there really looking out for your health. And so you have to be a very conscious consumer these days. So we definitely want to, you know, we'll start getting into other sort of tools on how to live the well life. So whether it's supplements and snacks and pantry items, I could go on for days on, like, what's on your toilet paper that you don't want to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
it's a scary world. I mean, it's not, like, it doesn't keep me up at night because I'm a firm believer in balance. And, you know, I have to pick the things that stress me out. Otherwise, too many things would. But it is something, you know, that I feel like if I can take action that I should.
And, you know, for a lot of our listeners, too, I would just stress that being a conscious consumer is probably one of the most important things that you can do and take personal responsibility for. And not as, you know, not to Whitney and Danielle's point of getting stressed, but just understanding, you know, what your toxic load might be, what sort of your traps might be in your daily life, your home, your makeup, your personal care products, your food, all of that, and trying to weigh it and deciding kind of what you're going to let go of and what you're going to keep. Now, both of you know we're coming up on the holidays, and are there any tips you have for maybe our listeners about, you know, enjoying those holiday parties, trying to get out there, and then maybe even your favorite gifts, your favorite wellness gifts? You might be able to help me because I'm still behind and haven't finished my Christmas shopping.
I think we actually just released our holiday gift guide on our S-Life mag on our website, sakara.com. But for holidays, I mean, Danielle and I have a little bit different of perspective on this because I'm one that would like to go and I want to taste everything on that buffet table.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that tomorrow is another day and I'm going to get back to my plant-based diet and I'm going to hit the gym and feel good and I'm not going to worry about what I ate last night. Whereas I think Danielle takes a little bit different of a stance where maybe she'll eat something before she leaves the house to go to a holiday party so that she doesn't arrive to the party starving and then mm-hmm. eat everything on the buffet table like I will.
Yeah, I think we have very different microbiomes. I think I'm a little more sensitive. So I know that, like, you know, if I, you know, sort of try everything on the table, that I'll feel it. So I try, and a couple things I do is, one, if there's something I really want to try, I just try it. I hate having that conversation with myself, and I don't allow myself that sort of room anymore where I used to say, you know, weigh the pros and cons, and, you know, if I decided not to eat it, then I'd, like, think about it, and it just, like, I realized it was causing too much stress. So if there's something I want to try, I'll just try it, but it's usually, like, okay, I'm going to try a couple things, not the whole buffet. And then I think in terms of drinking, one thing we talk about is making sure you're extremely hydrated. And we talk a lot about eating your water, not just drinking it. So making, you know, obviously drinking your water is very important, but eating your water actually helps your body stay hydrated a little longer. And it's one of the things when we talk about, you know, getting the Saqqara glow, that eating your water is one of the tricks to that. And that means
what is, I have to, yeah, I have to ask you, what do you mean by eating your water?
So that's eating foods that are high in water content. Foods like cucumbers and grapes and melons. Not necessarily chewing your water.
No, but it's getting like enough fresh, hydrating produce into your diet throughout the day.
I think those are both
tips. Dr. Taz, you already know this, but we have to eat so many more, like so much more volume of plants when we're eating a plant-based diet. You know, it's not like, you know, when we're used to eating processed foods and things are so processed that they're like compact into this little bar. When it's fresh straight out of the earth, you actually have to eat, you know, more volume. And so when we think about that, part of that volume is water.
I love that. That's another great tip for our listeners. So think about eating your water, and you can be like Danielle and I, where we eat beforehand and then hit the party, or you can just say, I'm going to have a good night and get back to your routine the next day. Well, I want to thank you both for taking the time to join me. I feel like I could talk to you for another 30, 40 minutes or so, but I know that we're getting short of time. Yes, go ahead.
We were going to tell you our gift idea. Should we do that?
Okay.
One last quick tip.
Yes.
We just launched a new product actually this fall. They're our CBD chocolates. I don't know if you're familiar with CBD.
Oh, yes.
But it's a cannabinoid. Comes from cannabis. In cannabis, you have CBD and THC. THC is the psychoactive cannabinoid, which will get you high, whereas CBD is the cannabinoid that will just make you feel good. So you can opt for a CBD chocolate instead of a glass of wine. It helps you to mellow out, reduce anxiety. So many studies coming out around CBD right now. And we put it in chocolate. It's a great gift for the holiday. Very unusual.
It's a good way to keep calm and relaxed.
Yeah, it's definitely a unique gift. And we are using CBD oil in practice quite a bit for some different conditions and have seen
results.
So that's great. Before I let you both go, which I really don't want to, but before I let you guys go, you know, I want to kind of hear from my guests. We talk a lot about superwomen, empowering women. You know, what is the one thing you would each maybe tell women? I feel like you've already given us so many gifts in just this conversation, but maybe one thing you would tell women to really help empower themselves and move forward to kind of get to fulfill their purpose and the reason that they're here.
That is such a hard question.
That's a good question.
There's so many things I'd like to say.
Yeah. You know, a mentor of ours told us maybe a year ago, she was the CEO of a multi-probably billion-dollar company at the time. And we watched her in a boardroom. We went to a board meeting with her and met with the company, and that's sort of how we initially met her. And we got to watch her move as the boss of this company and the head of the boardroom. And it really was so interesting to watch because she led as a woman in this really feminine way. You know, it wasn't the typical sort of male-dominated experience, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I had just never seen it led from the feminine. And, you know, we talked to her afterward, and she said, you know, a lot of times women, I think, try and act like a man in a man's world. And if you can learn what it means to lead with the feminine in a man's world, that it really changes sort of your outlook on how you run your company and probably ultimately how you run your life. And I thought that was really beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that is gorgeous. And definitely one thing I try to instill even in my company and the things that I do. I love that. So lead with the feminine. Don't try to be a man in a man's world. Anything else to add before I let you guys go?
I would just add that you are worthy. You are worthy of receiving all the good in the world, of receiving financial rewards, of different accolades, and it's okay to brag. You are completely worthy. I feel like as women,
we often don't want to take credit for the work that we do. We don't want, it's hard for us to be proud and to brag and to get to be comfortable being successful and being proud of the work that you do, and understand that you are worthy of receiving all of that as a woman and more.
That's amazing. Guys, you've got to understand, you're hearing this stuff from two very successful women who have built a company. They've built Sakara Life, and I know they're going to continue to grow and expand in the years to come. And they have left us with wonderful food for thought and food to maybe receive at home over the holidays. So check them out. They're on Twitter at Sakara Life and on Instagram at Sakara Life. They're also on Facebook at Sakara Life as well. And Whitney and Danielle, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know we're going to run into each other again. I think this has been a wonderful treat for our listeners, and I hope that we can maybe do another one maybe in the near future.
Yeah, we'd love to. Thank you so much for having us, and grateful we're all on this mission, Food is Medicine, together.
Definitely. Well, you guys have a great day. Thank you.
Great, you too. Bye.
Awesome. Okay, fantastic. Thank you.